Om Shanti. So today my topic is meditation, as meditation solves our problems. So yesterday I gave this interview on this topic, so I thought to also share with you. Because in our Brahmin life, when we become Brahmin, Baba says one thing is that we have to start our journey. Which journey? Journey towards perfection. Journey towards completion. Because for 2500 years, the soul has been sick with five vices. So there will be many problems coming. Disease, mental disease, is the sickness of the vices, negativity. Vices means negative, no? Mind is negative. So when mind thinks negative, already is the problem. That's why we are learning meditation. Meditation also means to really reflect on the self. Where am I in my spiritual progress? Where I am going in my spiritual life? What is my plan? To be aware of my own journey. And meditation also means, you know, really sometimes you see in your Brahmin life, some problem came, then you start to think solution, then halfway we, you know, stop it, then it remains pending, then tomorrow another problem comes, then we start to think some solution halfway, then it remains pending. You know, sometimes this kind of thinking. So meditation actually is a very beautiful word in Hindi, yog. So yog means sequence of thinking. You know, like when you start to think solution, you start to think solution, reach to conclusion where you started, you know. Okay, problem came from where it has come. So what is the solution Baba has given to me? I start to think, but not to leave it on the halfway until you reach to conclusion. So it needs concentration, focus, it needs clarity. And so that's why Baba gives us this beautiful Murli, methods in the Murli. In my experience, you know, to me, first thing is not to do, is not to use the mind to create any problems. That is the first effort. Because mind is a beautiful tool, elevated tool. And the work of the mind is only to send and receive thoughts. You know, to send thoughts and receive. Like in the internet we have send and receive. This is what mind is doing whole day. Sending and receiving. So if we are sending positive thoughts, definitely we will receive positive also thoughts. We remember Baba, we send our very good thoughts, loving thoughts to Baba. Baba in return sends to us very nice thoughts, loving thoughts, wise thoughts which we receive. The mind is to send and receive. But very important thing is with the mind, if the mind, you know, this attraction is towards five elements, then there is a body consciousness. And then mind will be attracted towards five elements. Then it gets trapped. Then I think many problems are there. The practice which helps the mind is to remain detached. So the mind is detached from the thinking from the elements. Because I think two things we have to understand. One is Baba, the other is Maya. But as Baba says, Maya is too much thinking is Maya, expansion is Maya. Maya also means attraction. Maya also means to be involved with five elements. So the practice of soul consciousness, you know, once I asked this question to Dadi Guzar that when they were in Karachi time, so I said, Dadi, do you practice now, soul conscious? She said, we did practice 14 years, not just one word, I am a soul now. She said that beautiful word in Hindi is called Malik, is called Master. Not just I am a soul separate from the body. She said, we used to practice like I am a master, I am a Malik, I am a sovereign, I am the master of these five organs, and I am the master of this body. So that kind of consciousness, that I am a master soul. Not just simply I am a soul, no. I am, with that self-respect, I am a Malik, I am a master. Now when you start to think Malik, it has a power, isn't it? Power to discern things, power to make right decision. You know, Malik is a master. The master means the ability to discern things, ability to decide things, you know. So that's why the mind works with that kind of wavelength of mastership. So what is the master of? So let's think a little bit like this. So, you know, when you do meditation, your mind is, thoughts are going to Paramdham or subtle region. Yeah, if mind is thinking about all these things connecting with this, you know, drama scene of this world, it's not meditation, isn't it? It's when the mind is, thoughts are connecting with Paramdham. So what is Paramdham? Paramdham means when the mind is free from past, when the mind is free from the thoughts of the role, what I am playing in this world drama, when the mind is detached. Because Paramdham frequency of vibrations is total detachment, isn't it? Paramdham. There is no movements, you know. There is no sound. So the thoughts are beyond sound, beyond movements. So it means the memory of the past is not working there. It's total detached from the role which I am playing in this world drama with people. So that's why it's so beautiful to understand this meditation, is that during the day, you know, many times we are visiting Paramdham, but definitely one consciousness which helps me is that when we think that, you know, I am incarnated on this earth from Paramdham. It's like a avatar, you know. So I'm incarnated soul on this earth. So one is the master. The second is I am avatar, incarnated. So I just came here in this world, just drama, to play my part and go back, because that is my residence, that is my home. So the second thing is the contrast of introvert and extrovert. That we have to have a mastery on that. Sometimes we think, you know, introvert means not to speak. And that is a first effort to speak less for yogi. But very subtle way is to look at our mind. That our mind is thinking about jnan, churning jnan, or experiencing Paramdham or subtle region, that is called introverted. When our mind is not connecting with these vibrations, with that energy of Paramdham and subtle world, our mind is connecting with some event, you know, some noise in the mind, that is extrovert. Is it clear? Introvert and extrovert, when the thoughts are connected with Paramdham vibrations. Because Paramdham vibrations are beyond sound and space. And subtle region is also beautiful, huh? When you can churn jnana, you know, your subtle thoughts. And your mind is involved thinking, knowledge. Still you are not in the, your mind is not used for the mundane level of thinking of this world. You know, once I was listening one of the class of Brother Jagdish, he said very beautiful thing. Why Brahma Baba became number one in this world? why mama became number one in this world. The reason is this, that living in this world, keeping the mind up is not a simple work. Because so many people get involved with accomplishment, attainments, many things, popularity, wealth, attractions of this world. But mama and baba became number one because while living, playing the part, you know, having all popularity, having all wealth, power, having so many people around, having name, fame, everything around, and yet manmana bhav, keeping the mind connected with baba. So let's see, this is meditation, you know, which solves so many problems, isn't it? Because if our mind is connecting with baba all the time, then that mind, manmana bhav, you come in this world and you play your part and then you go back there, no problem. I think problem is when we stay here, isn't it? We get involved with the people and their samskara and there are so many things around us, pull us, you know. So manmana bhav is the beautiful practice, the ability of the mind. I think the whole precaution about this yoga is like a, you know, bird comes on the branch, sits for a few seconds, flies. You like that image? Yeah? How many seconds he can hold the branch? Maybe a few seconds? Huh? Yeah, then flies. Yeah. So I come in this world, I do my action, I speak with souls, I do activity, then go back to my home, sweet home, Paramdham. So, no memory of holding the branch, you know, like a bird, come and go, come and go. So it's a detachment power. But sometimes, if I forget that I am a yogi, then I will be becoming very ordinary, trapped, talk too much, go into expansion, go in the past. I don't know what mind can go through all kinds of thinking. Then many problems. Then we have to keep on clarifying things. But in yogi life, one of the beautiful method Baba has taught us that you are a soul, you have come from where? Home, to this body, to play the part and go back. The second is, okay, if you cannot reach to Paramdham, total silence of the mind, okay, just think Gyan. Murli, revision in your mind, churn. At that level, you can use your mind. If you cannot stay in subtle region, then there is another method Baba has given. Which one? You can still read Murli, listen Baba's songs, keep mind away from mundane level of thinking. Then only your mind will not create any problems. Issues. It will not be affected by any scene of drama, by any sanskar. I think most of the time souls get affected by other people's sanskars in relationship, isn't it? Because I am putting my attention into it. So meditation means first keeping your thoughts detached. Second, keeping the contrast of introvert and extrovert. Just be introvert. Just keep your thoughts connected with subtle region of Paramdham. Third is the image of bird come, play and go. No need to stay too long in this branch of any scene of drama. Or anyone you are talking, you know that one thing we can pay attention for our meditation is command your own time. You know what it means? If someone is talking to you, be aware inside how much you need to talk. 1 minute, 2 minutes. You don't need to keep on entertaining anyone. You know? Command your own time. Not that someone is passing your time. As a yogi, that you have that power to command. So that you are free after 2 minutes, 1 minute, talk, finish, necessary work. Brahma Baba, in the beginning, taught this to dadis in Karachi time. That when they used to come into interaction with each other, some kind of, you know, service to do or talk. So, Daddy said that Baba used to tell us, only 3 minutes you need to talk to someone and finish your talk. And in these three minutes, you do not use your mind energy to force your idea, push your idea, or to argue with anyone. Because pushing, forcing and arguing will create disturbance, problems. So that method is the godly love exchange with each other. So you come with anyone, what is my aim? Why I'm talking to someone? Whatever. Service, or anything you are talking, only how many minutes to talk? 3 minutes. Such a beautiful thing, no? In these 3 minutes, what I need to do? Exchange Ishvriya Snehe, godly love. That's all we need to do. With so much respect, talk. With so much self-respect, stay in your self-respect, listen. That is the exchange we are doing with each other. So no problems then, isn't it? That's how beautiful meditation is. Being aware of the quality of my behavior, action, my intention, that I am here to exchange with other soul godly love. Ishvriya Sneha. And that means no argument. The second one is, no forcing my ideas. Third one, don't push. That I am right. I am right. You know, this energy is not yogi energy. Yogi is a gentle energy, respectful energy, positive energy, godly love exchange energy, respectful words energy. That's yogi. That's meditation. But otherwise it will become problem, definitely. If I speak little loud, I am disturbing someone's yoga, isn't it? You know? Sound can disturb someone. You know? So that's why in our yogi life, we want to be free from all kinds of problems. That is the beautiful thing to do, is with godly love give drishti, respectful way talk. That is the basis of our yoga. The third thing about solving problem is, in Hindi we call samasya. And the solution is samadhan, you know. So, using our mind always to think solutions. Because our mind can go to reaction, can go to confusion, can go to being affected. You know, once there was some beautiful story Dadi shared with us, that once Brahma Baba was giving drishti to 4 sisters. And something happened in the scene of drama, and Baba called 4 sisters and made them sit in front of him and gave drishti to everyone. So Baba gave result that whatever happened in the scene of drama, your mind is confused, your mind is heavy, your mind is affected. The fourth one, your mind is thinking jnana. Yeah. Thinking jnana is solution, isn't it? You know, my mind is affected, or my mind is confused, or my mind is heavy. It means problem. But if anything happens, I start to think solution based on jnana, I am light. So, using our mind to think points of knowledge, solutions at that time. But you know, just last week Baba was saying that to whom does Baba help? At that time means how you will receive this help from Baba, the right thoughts from Baba. How? Who will receive? Do you remember this beautiful thoughts Baba gave last week in the Murli? Those who remain bodiless. You know what is the meaning of bodiless? What? Not just you sit down, detach is bodiless. No. Baba said in one of the blessing, desire-free mind. When the mind is working without any desire, is called bodiless stage. If there is desire of eating, you know, getting involved, you know, in attraction of this overwhelming Kaliyuga world, then difficult. So desire-free mind, the mind which has no desire, is called bodiless stage. So when I am having that bodiless stage, then your mind is so clear and free from desire, can catch the right thoughts. When the scene of drama comes in front of you, challenging one, which tests you through relationship or through natural calamities or through physical sickness, anything happening around me, when my mind is free from desire, in bodiless stage, can get the right solution, right answer, and right thoughts for the right situation. That is Baba's help. Otherwise, I think sometimes we are trying to think, you know, always, what will be the solution? What shall I do? You know, mind is going into thinking. Because in the right time, right thought is not being caught. Why it is not being caught? Because my mind is working with very low level of energy, desires. And which desires? Which connects with the five elements, matters. But in our yogi life, Baba has explained to us, we can use the facilities, but we cannot own it, isn't it? You know, we can use anything, but we cannot say it's mine. As soon as I say it's mine, I get attached, then difficult to be separated. So desire makes life difficult. So have pure desire. You know, there are three words. One is called desire, other is called hope, and the third is called pure desires. Hope, when your mind is hoping, oh, I should have nice car, I should have a big house, oh, I should have, and then sometimes hope is fulfilled, you are happy. Sometimes hope is not fulfilled, there is a disappointment. That is one level. The second is impure desire. You know, the mind goes into intensity. I really need that. I really want that. Wanting. That is, the speed of thought is so forceful. Wanting to achieve something. You know, it is impure. But the pure desire, what is our pure desire which we should have? Pure desire is have good concentration. Have pure desire to increase stability of the mind. Have pure desire to have a balance of the mind. This is pure desire. So when we work with this understanding, then we will be free from other desires. So the solution comes, right thoughts from Baba comes, when my mind is free from any desire. Because we don't know 63 births, which desire can come, we don't know. Anytime it can emerge. You know? So if we are not cautious, what is happening in the mind, we can be caught up and into that kind of desire. And we will be, you know, in India they say desire is like a shadow. You know, the more you fulfill, the more it will come. You will be chasing after one. You finish one, another come. You finish another, another come. There is no end. So that's why yogi life, Baba says, it's a beautiful life, free from desires. Which desires? We have to be very clear, isn't it? Even in the service, we can have a desires in our life. So the other thing about meditation solving problem is to experiment during the day, you know, during the day. Experiment with your mind that your mind stays most of the time, not little, but most of the time with Baba. In what way? During the day. Once we did this very beautiful practice, how many times you drink the water? 8 times. So 8 times during the day, try to experiment with this consciousness and thought that while drinking water, before you drink, just few seconds, bring this awareness, consciousness, that I am with Baba on world stage for service. This is a very beautiful way of thinking. I am with Baba on world stage for service. So I'm serving the world. So it means you are giving very highest task to the mind. You know? 8 times a day. So easy. So continue to think this thought. What will happen? That the story, sometimes you notice your mind is having some kind of story going on inside. That if something happens with someone or pain in the body, otherwise mind will be occupied there. So to be free from all other thoughts, to be yogi stage, be in that level of thinking is to time, 8 or 10 times, go back to the highest level of Brahmin. Thinking, what is my occupation, what is my service, and what is my task as a Brahmin? And that is, I am on world stage. I am serving through my mind. So you can see, if your mind is serving, this thought will stay. Otherwise, you check your mind. If something happened in the morning with anything, with any scene of drama, otherwise mind is occupied with the story, which you only know, that account, karma account. No one will know, you know. So that's why this practice during the day will keep your mind free from, many things. Otherwise, so much mind is occupied with the story, it's difficult to get out from the story, whatever happened to the soul during the day. So this practice will keep your mind free from story. I am on world service. I am serving souls. The whole world is watching me. You know? So you can be on the world stage, globe, and serve. So it's the highest task of the mind is to serve through the mind. Once I remember, you know, we were passing through somewhere and there was, some accident. So as a yogi, your mind thinks, what happened? How it happened, this accident? As a yogi, we don't need to think all those thoughts, isn't it? What you will think at that time? You know, yogi. Yogi service is on, isn't it? It's not only through sound you are serving, through words we are serving. That scene of drama you see on the way, on the road, what will you do with your mind? No need to ask question. Go into silence and give sakash to the souls who are involved in that scene of drama. You know? Not to bring the mind, what happened? Why, how it happened? No need. Isn't it? We use our mind because we are on world service. Any minute, any service we have to do, isn't it? We cannot use our mind into any asking question. But be in silence. Send thoughts of peace. At that time, practical service. You know? And you, whosoever soul is involved at that time, the scene of drama, will get the vibration. So I have experimented with this. You know, once I was facing some kind of, you know, typhoon, floods. So I said, Baba, this time is only one element, you know, typhoon. What if these five elements in the same time, you know, thundering, tidal waves, earthquake, everything happens, what will we do at that time? We will not be seeing through the window what is happening outside. Just we will be remaining in Baba's remembrance with my own choice. If there is no way to survive, what will we do? Baba, I am here, I am with you, with my own choice, leave the body, isn't it? You know, so many times we have to solve now problems, not only these little problems, big are going to come in our life. Baba says, be ready for vinash, destruction. No? Not only one element, there will be five elements. At that time, no way to survive. No need to run here and there. Just practice of meditation, which we have been doing during our yogi life. At that time, be detached and go to Baba. You like that? Huh? That is solving problem, isn't it? We are getting ready for such scene of drama. These other things are very petty matters, isn't it? Someone insults, someone defames, someone doesn't cooperate. These are very little things. But very big scene of drama we have to get ready to solve. One thing more I remember, that is, you know, 5,000 years ago, we all went through destruction. You agree with that? But you don't know which was that scene. No? It was fire or water or earthquake. We don't know what was the scene when we, the souls, left body. You know, 5,000 years ago during destruction. No one remembers. But we have to go through that scene again. So how will you solve that? You will check if you have any fear. Fear of water, fear of earthquake, fear of any space, fear, any fear I have. That fear I have to work now through meditation to solve the problem. You know, that's why it's so beautiful to practice soul conscious, you know. That I am a master, Malik soul. I am Malik. I can use my eyes, I can use ears, I can use, you know, command my time, how much I want to talk, you know, where I want to keep my thoughts. So, all these big problems to solve is through this practice. But, as Baba says, you know, practice makes man perfect. Because, you know, when no practice, we cannot become perfect. I have been through this kind of experiments. That during one's earthquake time, many people were crying, you know, wondering what to do. And they see me as a yogi, calm. They said, why? Because practice. When we practice, Even you sit in meditation for 2 minutes, 10 minutes, 5 minutes, you are accumulating a silence power within yourself. It's not wasted. Even 10 minutes, even 20 minutes, every minute is getting into a memory, subconscious, isn't it? So that accumulation of silence power, yoga power, will power, detachment power, clarity power, I mean so much you can accumulate and it becomes a memory which helps you at that time. But if we are not practicing, not possible. At that time we will be pulled. Oh, what is happening? You know, through the window we will be looking at, oh, people are crying outside. Maybe I go and help them. What help you give to them? You might also get pulled by the sorrow of others. So that's why Baba says you have to practice. At that time when the such scene of drama comes, very, very big scene of drama, natural calamities, we don't know what we will go through. That we should not call it problem, but we have to solve that. You know, we have to be ready for such time. And this is whole Baba has a mercy on us. He's teaching us this yoga. Really, he's a merciful father who knows only detachment will help us, nothing else. At that time, to detach your mind from the crying of others, from the sorrow of others. Otherwise, if we are now having sorrow, the sorrow will be emerging at that time too. Yeah? That's why every day practice of detachment is necessary. That is real, real yoga. Total mind is silent. So through meditation we can solve the problems. You know, you see our Dadi Guzar. You know, I went to see her the other day, 5-6 days ago. It's so beautiful stage, you know. You don't see any suffering. I said, wow, what a beautiful mind. So detached from the body. You don't find any suffering there. Because so much, you know, embodiment of that powerful thought is not getting pulled by the body. Because body is 5 elements, right? Imbalance, deficiency, so many things in the body when the body is old. But mind, which is thinking so positive, that practice has been helping at that time when the body is not helping so much to the soul, you know. So we all have to pass these 8 tests at least. You know, 8 tests. I passed already 4 to 5. One is, Baba says we have to be ready for natural calamities. Financial disturbances. All these problems will come, huh? As a yogi, sometimes we think nothing will happen, but we have to solve all this. And relationships, opposition, insult, pain in the body, sickness, evil souls, effect, all we have to go through, come out. But the whole thing in Brahmin life is, the secret is Murli and yoga. That's it. If you really continue to be occupied with your churning jnana and yoga power, you know, really doing a lot of yoga with Baba during Amrit Vela, even before Amrit Vela, and during the day detachment from this world, and Baba's Murli churning jnana survived very well. Not survived, prosperous even. Not survived, but prosperous. Means we all have to go through all these tests in Brahmin life. Sometimes natural calamities, financial disturbances, relationship problems, defamation, insult, that is in relationship it comes, and sickness, we don't know which account of which birth will emerge in the form of sickness. We all have to go through that also. And evil souls, so many souls are leaving the body, you know. They will be attacking to get the body. And if we are also thinking negative, thinking waste thoughts, the mind is weak, attack that mind. So therefore, Baba says, our protection is in two subjects. Which one? Churn gyan. Churn. Read Murli 10 times, 20 times, 30 times. You will get that, you know, some intentions of Baba so clearly in your mind. It fits, you know. So you really experience that taste, the sweetness of Baba's thinking in your life and yoga. You know, so not to take interest into all these things happening around, you know, because it is going to trap you, attract you, get involved, you know. That's why the time management is necessary, you know. Because the time has come now in our Brahmin life, we have to take care of our own stage and time and progress. Before that, when we started this Brahmin life, so many times we used to get ready-made programs, you know, meditation programs, bhaktis, many, many things we used to get. And now the time has come, you have to plan your own, yoga bhakti. You plan what you want to achieve within 20 days, 21 days, 8 days, 52 days. I did few years ago 42 days tapasya here in Baba's room, every day, you know, 42 days. Sit 2.5 hour yoga and have only one thought. I had only one. I told Baba, I want to experience bodiless state. That's it. Bodiless means videhi avastha. And then I did not eat 42 days in the evening. No need to eat. Then you remain in silence. No need to interact too much with anyone, because otherwise mind receives information, thinks about it. So I decided after lunch, rest, then go into silence, but fix your time and fix your consciousness and fix your place to sit. But do not break in between, you know. Your laziness comes, oh no, not today, tomorrow I can do. Don't do that. Once you start your tapasya, you continue. Then you reach to conclude. That is yoga, right? That is meditation. That is called problem solving. But definitely, it took me 2 weeks. All kinds of, you know, the subconscious memories came in front of the screen of my mind. All kinds of pain, you know, in the form of thoughts came. I let go, you know. And then after 3rd week, I think it was already, oh, beautiful experience I got. And that was like Baba gave me experience of golden soul, you know. No painful thoughts left. I felt like a total freedom, release from all the memories of so many births, you know. They are there. When you sit in yoga, it will come. But we don't get involved into it, yeah? Otherwise, we start to think, it will become again memory. Yeah? So it comes, let go, finish. But that is solving the deep memory suppressions, whatever I have of 63 births, you know? That also we have to solve, isn't it, one day? Because otherwise it will come time to time in the form of discontentment, in the form of irritation, in the form of reaction, in the form of heaviness, in the form of frustration in my Brahmin life. When it comes in that form, it seems like there is something, isn't it? Some past suppression, memory is there. So I have to release that. So for that, you can see whatever days is left for your Madhuban or wherever you live, you can do your tapasya. So you can do your yoga, you know. So it is called link. Start from first day until you get that experience. Don't give up in the middle. Yeah? And get that experience from Baba, because Baba is available to give us. It's just that our mind gets involved into another attraction, so we give up, we leave it. So that's what the problem solving is, through yoga, meditation. So maybe whatever days left, you can start to work on it. Om Shanti. So let's sit 1 minute in meditation, because you will be going now. So think 3 thoughts in your spiritual life. First, I am master of sense organs. Malik. I give orders to these senses to use. Senses cannot attract me anymore. I am the master. The Malik. Of eyes, ears, speech, touch, and time. Baba has given me this gift. Power to be sovereign. Second thought, I have incarnated on this earth. From Paramdham, I carry the aura of godly wisdom. Using this mind, thinking divine knowledge, I am on world stage to serve souls. Wherever I am, I am powerful soul. Om